With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. AFC Championship game set between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's head out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a man that played for the Bengals, also played for the Titans, Cowboys, and Broncos, was a first-team All-Pro in 2014, a Pro Bowler in 2015. Now he does an excellent job, along with Solomon Wilcots, as the host of Believe in Bengals on the Believe Podcast Network, and that's Adam Pac-Man Jones. Adam, appreciate the time. How are you?
Thanks for having me, man. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on. So you had your two former teams going at it last weekend. I actually want to start you off with your Bengals career because you were there from 2010 to 2017. I want to hear a little bit more about your head football coach, Marvin Lewis. I know he played a big impact in your life. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Coach Lewis was definitely a player's coach, man. He took it a little deeper than just X's and O's on the field. We have a great relationship. He brought me up and opened me up and caught me up, and I owe him a lot. And I won't get into all the personal things that we have in common, that as far as father figure and everything he's done for me on the side, him and Coach Hugh. But I'm very thankful to have those guys like that to be a part of my life.
How long did it take you guys to hit it off and understand that he could help you?
Probably the first day. I knew immediately, man. Because a lot of coaches in the NFL don't take the time out to try to get to know the players. You know what I mean? It's all about let's get a performance and get things done. So Marv was more of a personal coach. And the whole staff, actually, the staff that he had, as far as getting to know the players.
Do you think he should get another opportunity to be a head coach in this league?
Yeah. I think so. I think his background has been solid enough. He's won Super Bowls. He knows the game. He's very smart. His resume speaks for itself. I truly don't understand how he don't have a job.
For you, since you were able to be in that locker room and you explained how much he meant to you, if a team called you up and said, you know, why should we hire Marvin Lewis, what would you say to them?
I said, first and foremost, he is an unbelievable teacher. To be a good coach, you got to be a teacher. And he is a great teacher. He's very good at breaking things down to the very bare minimum. That's first and foremost. He really cares about winning. He's going to give you everything he got. He pretty much sleeps at the stadium. And he's understanding. He let the guys be pros. He's not too much in your business, but he can hold everybody accountable also.
So he's been out of the NFL since 2018. He's been with Herm Edwards at Arizona State. Why is it? Have you given any thought why he has not gotten another head coaching job?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know it was a bittersweet thing here, and he had been here so long, and it's not winning a playoff game, and a lot of teams got that stigma of Marvin in the head, but I don't know. That's a good question. I think if he wanted to be a coordinator or something, he could have been back in, but I think he wanted to be a head coach.
Yeah, he really did wonders for that Bengals organization, and you're right. Everyone looks back at Marvin Lewis and says, nationally, they've been to the playoffs 7 times, didn't get a playoff win. You were in the locker room. You were on those teams for many of those playoff losses. Just what happened to the team when they got into the postseason?
If you look at the teams that's making runs in the postseason, they all start with the quarterback. A lot of these teams have really good quarterbacks, really good guys that play hard, that love football and not worrying about a lot of other things. So I would say if it was anything with the teams that I was on, I would say I would start with the quarterback.
So just Andy Dalton wasn't good enough is what you're saying?
Yeah.
What specifically about Andy did you see that makes you now look back on it and go, okay, Andy didn't have what it takes to win playoff games in this league?
I don't want to just make the conversation about me saying that he wasn't good enough, but if you just go back and look at the film, it speaks for itself. You can look at the numbers. The game we should have won, I think AJ played. But, you know, just go look at the film. The film will break it down and show you why we didn't get the postseason wins.
So that game that you're talking about that A.J. McCarron played with the Steelers, everyone remembers it for what happened with Joey Porter running on the field, you and Burfict as well. How do you look back at that moment, and what's your recollection of what happened?
Yeah, you know, that's been a while. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. We thought the game was over when we got out the field. And Jeremy fumbled the ball, you know, and things happen. But if we don't fumble the ball right there and just fall down three times, the game is over. So you can put a lot in play to it, and then we get the personal foul in the 15 yards, and they kick the field goal. But we would have never got to that situation if we would have just held the ball for the minute and 20 seconds, and we could have just took a knee.
Did you feel like your teams were undisciplined come postseason time, or would you disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Okay. Adam Pac-Man Jones here with us. I want to ask you about Ryan Tannehill. So you have that player view. Used to be a Tennessee Titan, and obviously Cincinnati Bengal. We saw those two teams clash on Saturday afternoon. Tannehill threw three interceptions. If you're a defensive player after how great that defense played for Tennessee, is the thought just Ryan Tannehill's not good enough to take that team to the next level?
We knew Tannehill couldn't beat the Bengals throwing the ball. And I think everybody knew that. He's a good controller of the game. He need everything going to get things going as far as play action. But as far as him sitting back there, patting the ball, throwing the ball 45 times, I don't think he have a chance of beating nobody doing that, really.
Talking to Adam Pac-Man Jones on the other side. The toughness of Joe Burrow. I know no one wants to see their quarterback get sacked nine times, but man, a real special quarterback in Cincinnati. What stands out to you as a former player the most about what Joe Burrow's done this year?
Man, everything. His grit, his hunger for the game. He's energetic. He's excited. You could tell he loves football. And he's a very good player. He's very smart, too. You can tell from the different decisions that he makes after certain drives, if you know how to break down the film. And he's the real deal, bro. Like, he's used to the pressure. He's won the national championship, so he's ready for the big lights. He's what I would have loved to have as a quarterback.
Right? You got to be sitting back saying, man, I would have loved to play with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, man. You know, everybody sit back, if it would have, could have. But that's one of the guys you wish you could have played with once you sit back and watch him play. And I hope some of the guys say that about me one day. Damn, man, I wish I would have played with Pat. But, yeah, he's exciting to see, man. I love his hunger and the way he plays.
If you had Joe Burrow as a quarterback, you think you have a Super Bowl ring?
I think we have two, maybe.
Talking to Adam Pac-Man Jones. I want to get to the defense because – everyone focuses on the quarterback and the offensive play when you look at the Bengals, but this Bengals defense has done a really nice job this year, and Trey Hendrickson was a heck of an offseason acquisition. What do you like the most about this Bengals defense and what they're doing?
Man, I love it. Started up there with Trey, man. The guys up front have been doing a great job this year. Trey has had an unbelievable year. I've talked highly about him this whole entire year. But the biggest improvement, I think, with the Bengals team is the backer play. The backs have been playing. The linebackers have been playing unbelievable. And my boy, 21, he is balling out, man. He's played as probably one of the top three slot guys I want to say this year, but the back end is played very good. Eli Apple came around and played really good the last 6 weeks, and you could tell they having a lot of fun. Jesse, he don't look like he's missing a beat. You could tell he's doing a lot of studying. That one, the two picks he had this week, he jumped both of them. They playing hard, man, and it's a good time to get hot, you know.
How would you guard Tyreek Hill if you were going up against him this weekend?
I would guard him with the team. You can't just go out and match up and play him one-on-one. You can every now and then. The red zone was cool one-on-one. I had the chance to play him my last year in the league and matched up with him when I was in Denver and played a pretty good, decent game. But we blended in. We mixed a lot of things. You know what I mean? We was cutting him on over routes. You just got to mix it up with him. But he'll get his catches. The goal is to keep him low, you know. Tackle him after he catches the ball and don't let him get the yards.
So the Bengals, not that long ago, a few weeks back, right towards the end of the regular season, they came back from down 14 twice to beat the Chiefs. And we all remember the McPherson, one of his many game-winning kicks this season. That one was a little bit shorter. How much does that game factor into this one? Does that give the Bengals a little added confidence if maybe they didn't have to go up against the Chiefs earlier in the season?
Of course it gave them confidence. And knowing that they knew they was going to have to go back through the Chiefs. I think those guys over there, there's no reason that they shouldn't be playing with confidence. The curse or whatever that was, that's all over with. It's a new team in town. A lot of young guys that are playing very good football at a high level. And they should be excited, man. And this kid, McPherson, oh, my God. You get a first down over the 50-yard line, you're guaranteed to get three with him right now.
Yeah, he's absolutely insane. And he's so cool and calm for a rookie as well.
Yeah, he is. Ohio State dude. Didn't he come from Ohio State? I think
Florida.
Florida, I mean to say. In Florida, he had some big kicks too, but I no one thought it would be to this magnitude. I know I didn't. I knew he would be really good to be drafted in the second round. The Bengals do really good with drafting kickers. They drafted Mike Nugent. That's what I was thinking of. Mike Nugent in the second round. Back then, and Mike played really good in his younger days, but this kid right here is the real deal, man. And he's very poised. He got a lot of confidence, you can tell, in his leg, and he's kicking the hell out the ball right now.
Adam Pac-Man Jones, before we let you run on the Believe in Bengals on Believe Podcast Network, where you could find him now, what decides this game coming up on Sunday afternoon?
Who got the ball last? Time of possession. You got to control time of possession. The Bengals got to have way more stops than the Chiefs do.
When you look at Ja'Marr Chase, I'll ask you a similar question with how we were breaking down Tyreek Hill. How would you try to attack Ja'Marr Chase, who's having a great rookie season?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know they shouldn't do what they did last time because he had a field day.
He's Adam Pac-Man Jones. You could find him, host of the Believe in Bengals on the Believe Podcast Network. Check it out. Adam Pac-Man Jones, Solomon Wolcott. Adam, thanks for the time today. You be well.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.